following special broadcast, The Lucy Show and The Andy Griffith Show, will not be presented this evening.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Well, I guess we'll do hour two.
Okay.
I guess. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning Live, right here on My Talk, where talk is fun most of the time. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. It is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Oh, here we are, friends.
Yeah.
Once again. Good day. It's we're going to try to make it a good day.
Yeah.
We're going to try to make it a good day. Coming up in just a little bit, a couple boob tube bonanzas. And Holly watched a documentary on Max. I actually watched this too, Holly. I just forgot to put it on the sheet.
Mm.
And then Lex, you watched. I read this as Rick Stanky.
Yeah, that's easy to do.
It's not Stanky.
No.
What is
it's
this?
It's Ricky Stanicky.
Yeah, that's Stanky Leg.
He's got
it's,
a
not, it's not Rinky Stanky. No.
It's the John Cena movie on Prime. Zac Efron's in it, and I'll tell you all about it.
It's not Rinky Stanky. No,
is no. The movie Stanky? I'll let you know.
Lex will let you know. That's coming up in just a little bit. But did you guys see? I watched Nora O'Donnell yesterday. I watched the CBS Evening News, and there's another royal photo under scrutiny.
Oh no! What now?
There's a photo with, I guess the palace released it yesterday or the day before. It's an old photo of the queen, obviously, you know, when she was with us, with the family, with the grandkids. And now they're saying that the photo agencies are saying that photo has been altered. And I'm just like, what are you doing, Kensington Palace? What are you doing?
Well, they're doing what they've always done. But now people are saying, hey, what's really going on here?
Very true. Touche, dear friend. But I'm not kidding. The king makes an appearance. Everybody is acting. It's like Rome is on fire and everybody's acting normal. And they're completely, the king made an appearance yesterday and nobody's addressing anything. It's like, do you not look out your window? Look out your window.
Oh, look at it. It's a composite of five different windows.
Yes.
See if you can see the reality there.
Oh, man. They just need to be better. Yeah. They need a better editor, man. Like, what is going on here?
They need a new communications team.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do. I joked yesterday. It's they should all be fired. Should all be fired.
You know who I would really like to talk to, like without just you know, just us, you know, trust tree.
Yes,
is Meghan
Markle
and Prince Harry. to go, wow, guys, they're sitting back like told you so.
Well, did you see, we didn't get to it. It was on a couple days ago. The day that this all erupted or started to erupt
was the day that Meghan Markle launched her new brand on Instagram. I laughed out loud. I'm like, the shade of it all.
Oh.
The shade of it all.
Well, is it shady or did she just not know?
Oh, I know. Shady.
Oh, no, no. I'm just asking in general. Like, maybe she was just like, this is my day that I'm picking to launch my business. And then, what a coinkadink.
I can't help that my in-laws are messy.
Right. Yeah,
seriously.
I loved it. I mean, yeah, it did get messy, whether it was on purpose or not.
Oh, I really did chuckle. I'm like, look at Meghan launching her new brand. Meanwhile, they're looking for Kate in the woods, you know?
Right. Right.
Yeah. Where has she gone? Is that Sasquatch or is that Kate Middleton?
Yeah.
Is that the Loch Ness Monster or is that Kate Middleton?
Well, and then that video of her walking around that. Oh, and by the way, Lex, I mentioned you yesterday because everyone on the TV show Kendall was put her aluminum foil hat on. Because remember that video that we talked about yesterday of over the weekend of Kate and Prince William walking around that
farm shop?
Farm shop?
Yeah. little food stand.
Kendall was like, now, wait a minute. I looked really close to this video and there are Christmas wreaths up. So that proves this video is old. And I go, okay, well, I go, can I just say, I said, my buddy Alexis on the radio show just took her Christmas wreath down the day before yesterday. And obviously our studio audience was made of a lot of my talkers because that got the biggest laugh of the entire show. And I said, yeah, I get it. But people were looking at the fact that there were, Kendall's not wrong, there were holiday decorations up in that video.
Well, and let us...
Interesting.
Let us not... I could be mistaken. But there's been no confirmation, actual confirmation, that this photo and this video is indeed William and Kate. They're just going off of eyewitness reports and photos and yeah. And all this stuff. We don't know. It's not like, oh, yes, Kensington Palace confirms that these two went shopping. Everyone's making an assumption based off of photographs obtained by a tabloid.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's why this could all be over if they plopped her down and on a chair with an iPhone, no ring light, have Prince William holding an iPhone with the date on it that you can't manipulate and laugh at it. That would give them so many points to laugh at themselves and the hilarity of this.
What's the hesitation, you think?
I don't know. Again, the comm team should be fired. They should all be fired, and they would all never have the and never be able to work in comm again.
Well, I think their old strategy from the 20th century,
yeah, Holly, yeah.
Never complain, never explain, etc.
Mysterious.
Yeah, or having this power. It doesn't work in the 21st century. I mean, remember, hey, monarchs in Europe used to think they were literally ordained by God. Okay, so, you know, there's centuries, there's precedent of these
people,
you know, like, and that they have some power in ways that it's like, well, not particularly, but...
You're right. Well, we'll keep an eye on it in those Christmas decorations. Register for Pick Your Prize on My Talk each weekday now through March 29th. We'll award four winners with $100 each, and then they'll be entered to win the grand prize for a chance to pick your prize, a $10,000 value. Some of the grand prize options include a European River Cruise, a Cub gift card, patio and landscape packaging, a trip to a brothel, custom closet systems, and more. Wait a minute.
Whoa.
No brothel. I'm sorry. Details and entry form at mytalk1071.com. Enter keyword prize. Boob tube bonanza. Next.
Hey, friends. Alexis for JTR Roofing, Inc. JTRRoofingInc.com. That's the prize there. Wow, they want to help with your exterior. And, of course, roofing is in the name. They can help with any type of roofing materials. Asphalt shingles, cedar shakes, metal, slate, and more. Of course, your storm damage that you may have, your soffit and fascia. But they can also help with your gutters, window installation, your decking, any of your outdoor projects. They serve the Twin Cities area and Western Wisconsin and have done so since 1992. We got our soffits and fascia done and looks absolutely gorgeous. And I also didn't realize that that was even something that could be an issue. But, you know, last winter had no problems and that gives you peace of mind. So if you know you have some exterior projects that are needed, you know, have JTR Roofing out for a free estimate. You can save up to $1,000 on your roofing, siding, or gutters. Just mention, you're my talker, JTRRoofingInc.com.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Taste test. I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
It is not Rick Stanky. what Lex is going to review as I read it. Welcome back, TV Taste Test. We watch TV so you don't have to. What are you reviewing, Lex?
Ricky Stanicky on Amazon Prime.
Not Rick Stanky is how I read it.
Yeah. You know what, though? It's a raunchy film. It's rated R for a reason. And I can imagine if your kids... So we had it on with my four-year-old for a little bit, and it was like, this doesn't feel appropriate, because there are a lot of times we can't really even play a clip because there's a lot of curse words in it.
Oh, okay.
And maybe some explaining to do, too, because, I mean, it is raunchy, especially John Cena's character. He does some impressions. He does... His act is that he rewrites words to some popular music that's inappropriate, but absolutely hilarious. And it all begins with three friends. Zac Efron is one of them. Jeremiah Fowler is another. It's another guy. I don't know him, but his name is Andrew Santino. The three of them, maybe he's an up-and-comer, or at least, you know, now we'll know of him. But it's kind of like The Hangover in the sense that they've been buddies forever and ever. And they made up an imaginary friend to basically take the blame for a lot of bad behavior or reasons for doing things. And that's Ricky Stanicky. And then they meet John Cena's character, whose real name is Rod. And he's, you know, performing in Vegas. And then it just becomes a fun romp when they say, oh, everyone who loves these three guys are like, we've never met Ricky. So can we meet him? And hilarity ensues. There are a few laugh out loud moments that I just, because it's so ridiculous, you just have to laugh.
Yeah.
And some other familiar faces. William H. Macy plays, well, two of the three guys' boss. Jeff Ross is in it. There's a DJ that I follow on TikTok and Instagram, Mark Ribé, I think how you pronounce his name, but he is just, I love following him, and to see him, they go to Vegas and go to one of his shows, and he's totally inappropriate, but just awesome. And so he's the DJ that wears a robe in New York City, and he's like screaming out, you know, all these things. But to see him, you know, highlighted, I thought that was pretty fun too. And so if you're just looking for just dumb fun, a little laugh, fun and funny with Hangover vibes, check out
Ricky Stanicky.
And, you know, John Cena, he's got the acting chops.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta say.
He's trying.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Okay. That's on Prime, friend?
It's on Prime. Yes.
And this is directed by Peter Farrelly.
So it is. Yes. Thank you.
If you like Dumb and Dumber, There's Something About Mary. All those movies. Does this movie have a similar vibe?
Absolutely. Yes.
This is in that family.
Oh, yes. Big time.
Okay, that's Ricky Stanicky on Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Let's switch the dial to something far more serious. This was on Max, on Investigation Discovery. Holly, let's talk Quiet on the Set.
Yeah, Quiet on the Set, a new docuseries, four parts. I've watched two of the four parts, and they dropped on Sunday and Monday on Investigation Discovery. The whole thing is on Max right now. And this is a story of Nickelodeon in the 90s and 2000s, when many of the popular shows were ran by and created by a guy named Dan Schneider. Oh. Dan Schneider, his name has been bantered about in blind items and gossip, all sorts of places, if you're familiar with that. Dan Schneider does not have a good reputation. He was a tyrant at best on the set. At worst, he was doing inappropriate things with, allegedly, maybe, supposedly, we don't know, with the young cast members of his shows. And this docuseries tells that tale. And it's pretty horrific. You know, those Nickelodeon shows, I was a little old when all that and Kenan and Kel and all of those shows in the late 90s Nickelodeon were on. It just missed me in the Amanda Show with Amanda Bynes. Mm-hmm. By that time, I was already watching Saturday Night Live and all that. I was like, that's for the little kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But he ran horrible sets, according to people in this docuseries. Not only you know, was he sus to the child actors, but also to the writers that were on staff, particularly female writers. And he was subject to a lawsuit in the early 2000s. And then Nickelodeon still brought him back in the late 2000s to run a bunch of hit shows.
The thing that I...
Wow.
The thing that just got me was the Drake Bell... I don't want to say plot line, but the Drake Bell story.
Yeah, and I haven't gotten to that. The second episode ends with a cliffhanger.
Uh-huh. And I've watched both of them. And this one, and look, and Drake, let me lead with this. Drake has had his own problems. Personally, he was accused of being inappropriate with a fan that I believe was younger. I think 20. I don't know. I forgot the exact age. My apologies. Having said that, having led with that, Drake comes out as the John Doe from another case on these sets from, I believe, the dialect, the vocal coach, who molested Drake Bell when he was 15 many times. And in the, I think it was 04, 06, Drake Bell was listed as the John Doe. This is the first time he's talked about it and what it did to him, his life, what it continues to do. And how there was one powerful, well, many powerful moments. There was a moment where he basically called out all of the people that came to the sentencing hearing for this guy. And he said, Drake said his, the guy's side of the courtroom was all filled. And Drake looked at all of these faces and he goes, there were familiar faces, people that I knew. And he said, my side was my stepdad, my brother, and my mom. And he said, I did not address my victim statement was not to the dude, but I addressed everybody in there and said, you have to live with this, defending this man. And I have to live to the unimaginable things that he did to me. It was a really powerful portion of his interview. That is in episode 2 of Quiet on the Set. And it goes on, you know, it talks about him. And then it moves on to side characters on all these shows. This, to piggyback off what Holly said, this era of television absolutely missed me. I was already contributing to my 401k when this was on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
because we're talking about shows like Ned's Declassified. We're talking about iterations of all that. We're talking about Kat or Sam and Kat, all of the Ariana Grande getting her start in these places, Drake Bell, all of this stuff. And when you watch, because I didn't watch any of these shows, and Jason, you didn't watch them either. But when you watch some of these scenes in isolation...
Oh, I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say. Ugh.
You're like, oh my gosh, this is what kids were watching in the 2000s and 2010s? I'm not a pearl clutcher by any means. But you watch these scenes out of context, and they are just massively and wildly inappropriate and suggestive.
Especially with Ariana.
Oh my gosh!
Lex, you would be so disgusted. And I don't think any of the three of us, we are not fainting couch participants.
No.
It takes a lot. I was so grossed out. Lex, the way some of these scenes would be choreographed, like there's one particular scene, we got to go, but Ariana is basically laying on her bed, Lex, and they have her splashing herself with water. Like she's upside down on this bed.
Uh-huh.
And the way it was framed, yeah, Lex, it's so gross.
And that there's one where she's holding a potato.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh, and these are all from the show Sam and Kat, which she starred on.
This is Ariana Grande.
Yeah, Ariana Grande. And then also, anecdote, you know, fully missed it on The Amanda Show, and I thought about it, I'm like, gosh, can I say that on the radio? Well, they named a character, but then I'm like, yeah, because they had it on a kid's show, on Nickelodeon, on The Amanda Show. Where one of the characters on The Amanda Show was named Penelope Taint. No.
Yes.
And they knew exactly what they were doing. Dan Schneider knew exactly what he was doing by putting that joke on. And the censors, you know, they're executives at Nickelodeon and Viacom and all these other places have a lot to answer for.
Yes, they do. They let this happen.
Yeah.
Let. L-E-T.
Oh, my gosh.
You can watch, to recap, Taste Test. Quiet on the Set. The docuseries is on Max. After you watch that, you're going to need something to take your mind off things. So watch Ricky Stanky. Ricky Stanicky.
Ricky Stanicky.
Ricky Stanicky on Prime. We're going to take a break. Holly Roberts hosts the Master Debaters.
First Equity can help with your mortgage, you betcha! And they're the best in the biz. They've been doing it 23 years and counting. But let them help you because they can do it all. Conventional, FHA, VA, first-time home buyer. They're independent, so you get that personalized attention you need and deserve. They know our area, and they know it well. And they have a great reputation as well. So if you're looking for maybe that edge over other buyers, this might be it. Because if you are locked and loaded, ready to go, pre-approved for a mortgage, that is very appealing to a seller to go, oh, okay, not only are they working with First Equity, but they know what the deal is. They're pre-approved. So if you're thinking about buying your first home, now's a good time to get your financial ducks in a row. If you're looking to refinance, maybe you want to dip into some equity, you have some bills to pay. You know, First Equity, they'll let you know if it's the right time and if it's a great move for you. So give them a call, 763-251-8000, or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David.
In the morning, right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything VCRs. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. It is time for the Master Debaters, Holly.
Let's debate, bro.
Jason.
Well, he has a point.
Alexis.
She's right, you know.
The Master Debaters.
Okay, you just made it weird.
Here's Holly.
Ooh, this is where Jason and Alexis debate semi-controversial, low-stakes topics. They've got 30 seconds to make their side of the argument. They don't know the topics ahead of time, and I will be assigning them their positions. I don't care if they actually believe it. It's who makes the better debater. All right, Jason and Alexis, all our right. First topic up for debate this morning. Is water wet? Is water wet?
Oh, God.
Jason, you will be debating yes. Water is wet. Alexis, you will be debating no. Water is not wet.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a disaster.
Is water wet? Each of you have 30 seconds to make your side of the argument. I'm going to start with you, Jason. You have 30 seconds to tell us why, yes, water is wet.
Wet, by definition, is what you get when you encounter water. So therefore, water is wet. When you come into contact with water, you become wet. Therefore, you are wet. And there is wetness. If you didn't come into contact with water, you would be dry and you would experience dryness. Water equals wet and wetness.
Oh my God.
Alexis.
Oh God. I have rarely looked forward to more things lately than this.
Okay. You have 30 seconds to tell us why. No, in fact, water is not wet.
Okay.
The timer begins now.
Okay. Let's see here. Water is H2O, right? And that can come in different forms. So, yes, if it is in liquid form, you are dry before you touch it. So, water isn't wet. But then if it's in gas form, if it's evaporated, then that's not wet. And if it's a solid, if it's ice, is that wet? Could that be dry? I mean, it's all different stages of water, so it's not wet all the time.
Breaking out the gas, Alexis!
Oh, I mean, my God.
You've got to give that to her. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Lex.
I don't know.
I know this is, radio is not a visual medium, but both Jason and Alexis's face.
Oh, gosh.
You stared off to the other dimension with this question.
Oh, my gosh.
Lex. Bravo. Meryl Streep right there. You did it.
But get this. Here's
the... even evaporated. Is it wet? I
mean, here's the definition of wet.
Yeah, what is it?
According to the dictionary, it can be an adjective, verb, or a noun. When it's an adjective, it's covered or saturated with water or another liquid.
Well, say it again. Sorry.
I told you those adjectives are hard, girl. Covered or saturated with water or another liquid, or wet as a noun is a liquid that makes something damp. So it could be wet or it could not be wet.
Right, because you could be covered, but you're actually dry.
Yeah.
Huh.
Girl.
Interesting.
I
never thought about that before.
Epic. That was some Kathy Werzer crap going on here. Yeah. That was some NPR right there.
Yeah, NPR games. Is water wet?
With Kathy Werzer, yeah.
Woo! All right.
My brain just exploded a little bit. Maybe.
Oh, well, me too, girl.
We'll put them back together, you guys. We've got one more topic before we go to break.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Which decade had better music? The 1980s or the 1990s?
Oh, okay.
Jason, I'm assigning you the 1980s. Alexis, you get the 1990s. And we're going to start with our victor, Alexis.
Okay.
Which decade had the better music? Alexis, you have 30 seconds to tell us why the 1990s had better music.
Well, 1990s was really heavily hip-hop, R&B based, which is one of my absolute favorites. So, also at the same time, you also had boy bands, right? So you had like I Want It That Way, you had Madonna and Vogue. We also had a lot of girl groups like TLC and the Spice Girls that really changed music. We had the whole like Brandy and Monica. The boy is mine. Whose boy is it?
Did she scream toward the end? I think she was screaming.
Yeah. Yeah. Brandy and Monica!
Remember
that? That was a big deal.
Oh, well.
Let alone Whitney.
You know what? Maybe we'll stick a pin in that and debate who does the boy belong to, Brandy or Monica, at a later date. But Jason, we got to get to you. You have 30 seconds to tell us why the 1980s was the superior decade in music. 30 seconds begins now.
The variety on the charts. This was the decade where Hall & Oates, the Oak Ridge Boys, Madonna, Michael Jackson, and AC/DC could all live together on the same chart with Kenny Rogers. Alexis mentioned hip-hop. 80s was the birth of hip-hop. The birth of Run-DMC. At the same time, you had U2, Michael Jackson, Madonna, Tina Turner, George Michael, with Van Halen, Minute Work, Elton John, Fleetwood Mac continued, and David Bowie.
Oh, Prince. Jason, coming through with the Oak Ridge Boys, Kenny Rogers, and Prince.
Dang.
All in the same chart.
Is that all Oscar for your head?
Girl, have you met me? I didn't play outside.
It's a black hole, son.
Won't you come and wash away the rain?
Another 90s classic right there, baby.
Now, Jason and Alexis, did you sit by the radio?
I loved the radio.
And then you had your tape ready?
Yes.
And then you pushed play and record at the same time so that you could get your songs on your mixtape?
Yeah. And those good DJs who could ramp, who wanted to get it right after. And then you hit boop.
And I didn't want them to talk over. I did it with the let's hear for the boy. I would get so mad when they would talk over the ramp.
Oh, same.
Like, stop it, DJ.
And then you'd have to listen for that song to be in a song block where the DJ wouldn't be playing. And now we know they were probably just going to the bathroom.
Yeah. And now I feel bad for them. Yeah. By the way, we're getting quite a few tweets. The water is wet debate is hurting the brains of our listeners. People are really upset with us.
Think about it, though.
Yeah, way too deep for 7:30 in the morning, I'm hearing from a lot of people. So, we apologize, but not really. Yeah. Yeah. That was great. We're going to take a... let me close this up. There we go. When we come back, we're going to be joined by a special guest.
Alexis Podcast.
I know you think of Red Cow for award-winning burgers.
And you should.
But they are fantastic. They are amazing with seafood. Hey, it's Jace live for my family at Red Cow. I was just at Red Cow North Loop. That's my cheers. Meet me there. And let me just tell you, from the top of their menu to the bottom of their menu, they have great seafood. First of all, their new app, the Crispy Peanut Shrimp. You know, you've heard me talk about it. It's my favorite app that they've launched in a long time. Let's move to their fish and chips, beer battered whitefish, that fantastic Red Cow sauce, and homemade coleslaw. And then their filet-er fish sandwich, beer battered mahi. Oh, I love mahi. American cheese, shredded lettuce, and tartar sauce. So good. There is just something really great. Most fish fries are like haddock or cod. Beer battered mahi sets it apart. So this week, grab your friends and your fisherman hat and run to Red Cow. North Loop. I'll see you there. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thanks for being here, everyone. A little programming note for you. Coming up in our third hour, Alexis has the Wednesday edition of Am I the Asshat? Mm-hmm. Then we'll have the dit. And then at 8:30, special guest David Archuleta will be joining us, calling into the hotline.
Yeah, with some new music and
yeah,
been winning all these awards. So
a new life.
Yes.
A new spirit. So that's coming up. Don't miss it. But right now, we're continuing our My Talk Loves Local series. We don't just walk the walk. We also talk the talk with a Walkman on. We do it all. We love spotlighting local places. We do it in our commercials. You literally just heard me do it for Red Cow. Lex and Holly do it for a variety of places and have for years. We walk and we talk. Sometimes well. So where our series continues today, we're going to be joined by Dr. Megan from the One Agora Integrative Health Clinic. And she joins us now to learn a little bit about the clinic. Hi, doctor.
Hello, everybody. How are you guys?
Good morning. We're great. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Dr. Megan,
yes,
did I pronounce that right? One Agora, right?
Yeah, you did perfect. Yeah, okay. It's One Agora Integrative Health Clinic in Bloomington.
Okay, let me just start off with a question that, you know, the three of us always try to think of what the listener's thinking. If I'm hearing that, what exactly do you do and what sets your clinic apart?
Yeah, so actually Agora means community, which is the reason we named it that is we were
nice.
Yeah, so I really, you know, push for a health and wellness community. And so that's why the name came to be, is that we weren't just trying to be this sort of anti-aging health and wellness clinic, but we wanted to build a community. And so what we do there is we really take what we call a functional medicine or integrative approach to wellness. And so we do a lot of techniques that are a little bit different than traditional medicine. We do incorporate both together there, but our goal really is to put together this community of people that are just all about health and wellness and optimal living.
Okay, so integrated functional medicine, you're kind of doing both kind of traditional and, well, I guess it depends on how you define that, but what is that? What does that look like?
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a lot.
It does.
a lot of big words in there. But really, when you look at functional medicine, it's been around for a long time. And more people are going to, you know, that approach and incorporating it with other approaches in medicine. But what it means is that we're sort of looking at things a little bit different, like our assessments are a little bit different, our treatments are a little bit different, but we're really looking at function. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of us are in between on this health spectrum, like we're not optimal. We know that things aren't right, but we're maybe not at disease, you know, and we've maybe been in that traditional model where everything is looking fine when we assess that way. But we know that there's a little bit of dysfunction and that things just aren't the way that they should be. And so
yeah,
we then, you know, look at everything from hormones to gut health and just take a sort of different look at it through a different, you know, lens and treat according to that. So we're really a great option for somebody who's sort of in that middle part of the spectrum of health where they're not you know, living the best life that they know that they can, but that they're not really finding answers maybe in the traditional world if there's not a disease process going on.
So, Dr. Megan, we're talking with Dr. Megan from One Agora Integrative Health. When somebody walks into One Agora, Dr. Megan, what are the kind of conditions that you're treating the most? When folks come in to see you, what's the most common thing that you see?
Mm-hmm. So we have a great team there. So a couple of us like sort of focus on different things. But I would say, like, for instance, if we take hormone health, I do see a lot of women, and women's health is one of my specialties. So I get a lot of women that are, I get a lot of young women who maybe have just started their cycle and that it's not balancing out, or they're getting a lot of symptoms around it. I'm actually seeing a big trend now of young women that don't necessarily want to go right onto birth control. They want to figure out what's happening. And then I also see a lot of like perimenopausal and menopausal women that are going through hormone changes where, you know, they want to know how can they optimize so that they're not feeling like their health is just completely deteriorating in front of their eyes like we do sometimes as women. So that's a great example of, you know, a group that I see a lot of is women and women in the women's health world that want different options on how to really help support some of those symptoms that we go through.
And Dr. Megan, before we let you go, correct me if I'm wrong, but we always like to, you know, give a little deal to the My Talkers. If they mention if they mention My Talk, is this right? They're going to get $70 off if they're a new patient. Am I right on that?
Yes. So okay. You can definitely check out all the things that we offer at One Agora Health. And then if you call in, and you'll see we have offer a lot of different treatments because we really try to be sort of a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
If they mention My Talk, yeah, we're happy to give them $70 off.
Wow.
I love that. That's an incentive right there. Dr. Megan.
Yeah. Hey, one other thing too, Jace, My Talk related. You and Miss Shannon will be having a new call-in show on Sundays at 9. Holistic Health with Dr. Megan. Like, what kind of questions are you looking for? What do you plan to cover?
Well, I'm really excited because we will have a show every Sunday at 9 a.m. I love education. I think that there's so many conversations that can be had in this world of, you know, health and wellness, and that there a lot of people just don't know, you know, somebody to ask these questions to. So
yeah.
I'd love for people to call in so we can have conversations, and they can be anything from hormones to gut health to I don't have very much energy, I'm not sleeping well. What are some things that you can do and incorporate from lifestyle changes to supplements and nutrition? And so I would love for people to not only listen, but to call in so that we can get a lot of the conversation going.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
That's what we do here, from the goofy to the serious. Dr. Megan from One Agora Integrative. I know, the One Agora Integrative Health Clinic. Call, mention My Talk, and get some money off there. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Jason and Alexis, and have a great morning.
Thanks, you too.
Dr. Megan.
Dr. Megan, One Agora Integrative Health Clinic. And one more time, if you call your new patient and you mention My Talk, you're going to get $70 off. And Lex mentioned, the new show is going to be My Talk Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. with Miss Shannon. So,
that's so awesome. So glad that they're doing that.
Yep.
It is true. Like, you're in the kind of in that middle. You know, you're not doing great, but you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
This is a great, kind of like having, you know, one foot in each, you know, to figure out what's
category.
Going on. Yeah.
Totally.
Awesome.
Give them a call. Thanks, Dr. Megan. When we come back, Alexis has the Wednesday edition of Am I the Asshat, then the Dirt Alert, and then we'll end the third hour with a special guest, the one and only David Archuleta. It's all coming up after this. Hit to MSP early. Hi, everybody. It's Jason for the number one airport in my heart, your heart, and on list after list, our very own MSP. All joking aside, it was just on the local news yesterday. The headline, I saw it, I laughed. MSP is going to be very busy. I'm like, yeah, and zebras have stripes. I mean, we know this. So get there early. I've been telling you, take the stress out of traveling. Get there early and take advantage of everything that MSP has to offer. Let me throw in my tip here. Make sure you reserve your space in the parking ramp ahead of time. And don't forget about the silver ramp, the brand new beautiful silver ramp. Take the tram right to the terminal. And once you're at the terminal, go shop at all the great local shops. I love that they really curate local places. And then eating wise, go get a T-Rex cookie or Justin Sutherland's Northern Soul Chicken Sandwich. And you will discover why from ticketing to takeoff, MSP is the best.